Harper One and Harper Audio present A Different Way, Recentering the Christian Life Around Following Jesus by Christopher A. Hall. Read by Arthur Morey. To the Renovare staff, Carolyn Ahrens, Justin Olofsky, Nathan Foster, Brian Morricone, Melanie Gilchrist, Monty Harrington, Kim Lowndes, Melody Leeper, and Grace Pouch. Valued colleagues, but much more importantly, my pals. Introduction. What it means to be a Christian today can get confusing. We read of declining church numbers and multiple scandals, or that the fastest-growing religious affiliation today is none. Christians are better known for what they are against, or for whom they dislike or hate, rather than for what they are for or do. It is easy to get the idea that Christians are those desperately holding on to outdated beliefs and practices, who are afraid of the future and wish things would go back to the way things used to be. But all those impressions would miss what should be the main point of what it means to be a Christian. I understand why this is confusing. For those seeking an explanation for how we got into this situation, this is not that book. Instead, this book is my invitation to readers, whether Christian or not, whether church attenders or not, to recenter how we understand what it means to be a Christian in the way it was originally meant. My hope is not merely to provide a Catholic or Protestant or Orthodox interpretation, but one most Christians through the centuries would affirm. Jesus offers us the ability to live a different way. This is not different just to stand out, but different in a way that fills us with longing, a sense of goodness and joy with a deep resonance within us that this is how things were meant to be. Following this way should be the foundation for what it means to be a Christian. This book is for those who haven't foreclosed on God's existence, even though they may be skeptical that reliable knowledge of God is possible, or for folks who have not left the Christian faith behind but sense that their lives with Jesus are misaligned or decentered. I'm offering these seekers an opportunity to recenter their journey with Jesus. But it is also for Christian folks who sense a gap between their words about Jesus and the reality of their lives. As one mentor expressed to me, the gold of our lives too often fails to support the currency of our words. These believers long for greater congruence between their words and actions. They long for their lives to ring true, not tinny. They desire to become better people and are eager to learn how. They want to walk more faithfully in Jesus' footsteps. They want to get back on track. So this book may serve as a reminder of why we do what we do and what we should be about. Considering a different way with Jesus may involve significant changes in how we act or understand God, ourselves, or the world. Recentering may make us uncomfortable as the terrain of our world shifts. Yet taking a new journey, walking a new path, can also be exhilarating. The quest to discover new lands has motivated, indeed driven, human explorers across thousands of years. Interior landscapes offer themselves for our exploration and can generate that same exhilaration. So, in a different way, I invite you to navigate your life with Jesus as your guide, a way I have found meaningful and compelling over the multiple decades I have been traveling this path. My hope is to provide a roadmap for you to take such a journey. This book offers you something worth considering. What's the worst thing that could happen? You spend a few hours with Jesus, the greatest teacher in human history, your knowledge of his teaching and life deepens, and you continue on your way. Perhaps, though, by spending time with Jesus, a different way will open for you. Picture a door swinging open that you had imagined forever locked, a portal into a more fulfilling, flourishing life. This book may provide the key. Why foreclose on that possibility? The vast
Sample complete. Ready to continue?